Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The microorganism that causes the disease known as pythiosis thrives in wet, warm regions of the world. Local veterinarian Charles Cameron has been treating the ponies since the disease first appeared 3 years ago. He says another pony began exhibiting the disease's telltale lesions in July.
This was unusual. It's normally this latter part of August and September in the past that we've seen the lesions. The last few years we've had pretty wet springs and a lot of standing water and warm weather. So,
Erica Goss, a scientist from the University of Florida, is taking water samples throughout the refuge to help map the spread of the microorganism known as Pythium insidiosum.
We got some samples from Chincoteague in June, and some of the water temperatures where those water samples were taken were up to 100 degrees. And this pathogen thrives in the wet. It can only reproduce and spread when there's available water. So as the summers become hotter and wetter, we do expect it to be more prevalent in the environment.
Refuge manager Nancy Finley is counting on science and medicine to prevent more cases of the disease.
There's two fronts. We're trying to find out where the organism is, what habitat it might hang out in, and then there's the other front that the fire company is taking the lead on, which is to find out what's going on with the health of the horses and what we can do to prevent the disease through vaccines or treatments.
Scientists are also sampling freshwater reservoirs the refuge built to provide habitat for migratory waterfowl. Gustavo Machado is a scientist from North Carolina State University who studies the evolution and spread of infectious diseases in swine, poultry, and horses. He's assisting in the effort. He says the microorganisms living in the refuge may enter a pony's body through a bug bite or a cut.
It's super hard to tell exactly. There is not much research on that. That's one of the reasons we are here trying to understand more or less how this is actually spreading in this area.
Machado, Goss, and Finley believe the organism may be found naturally throughout the eastern shore. Just an hour's drive north of Chincoteague and Assateague Island National Seashore, a park ranger waves wild ponies away from the state road that leads into the park. Allison Turner is a biological technician who helps maintain the herd. She says they've had no cases of equine pythiosis here.
We do monitor the horses, do a complete survey 6 times a year, and we have so many people that are out there very interested in them, and they're looking at them all the time. So if this was to show up in our population, we would see it.
She says the habitat is different here. Water holes are small and widely spaced, and salt water washes in. Pythium can't live in salt water.
And so that would prevent the spread of it. That could be, and again, that's speculation. We don't know that for a fact, but that could be the reason we don't have it up here. We don't know. We really don't know.
So let's start south.
Back in the Chincoteague Refuge, Machado has already used data to map out areas he considers hotspots for the microorganism. Pythiosis is normally found in tropical and subtropical places like Brazil, where Machado is from. He'll look at how climate change might affect the spread of the organism along the eastern shore.
With climate change, there is a possibility to try to project to the future to see where within this region this is going to be more likely to be present. So still a lot of work to be done on that.
The team hopes to return to continue their research in the fall. From the Chincoteague National Wildlife Refuge, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.